This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul and I wanted to make this video for a while. Here at Torah Life Ministries, we get a lot of questions from people about what we are to do as believers, and is it different for Christians or Jewish people or Jewish Christians, and are we all supposed to follow the same thing or not follow the same thing? So I wanted to clarify certain things because I got a question from a friend of mine about the feast days and the feast days that we should keep, or the set appointed days in Scripture. And the question was, why is it so important that modern-day Christians celebrate the feast and holy days of the Old Testament? So before I answer this question, the first thing I got to explain is the Bible is not two books. It's one book. It's not an old and new. It's an original and a renewed. When our Creator said, I give you a new covenant, He wasn't taking the commandments of our Creator, and the commandments of our Creator, they're not commandments of Moses. Moses was a messenger. He didn't write them or create them. He actually translated them. He wrote every word down that our Creator told him to write down, but they came from our Creator. So these are the words of our Creator. So in the new covenant, in Jeremiah, when it says, I give you a new covenant, it's a new place, that these are no longer to be just on paper, but now on our heart. They weren't changed and they weren't done away with. We have to understand that. So the question needs to be is, why is keeping the feast of our Creator important? Not should a modern-day Christian keep the days of the feast of our Creator. Because in essence, when we get a clear understanding of Scripture that it's not two books, it's one book, an original and a renewed, we can come to the conclusion and understanding that this question you're asking is not about modern-day Christians. It's about if we want to be in covenant with Yahweh, is it important to follow Him and to follow what He said? And I have many other teachings on the website about that particular topic, but it has to be understood. And you know, I also have topics about modern day Christianity, and you know, the Bible says basically, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. That's what it says, and that's what Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, lived by and showed people. Do not add or take away, but keep. And what commandments can we still keep today is another video that I have on the internet, which talks about the commandments we're responsible to keep. And the answer is the ones we can. So of all the commandments there are in the Scripture, they're not all applicable to me today. Many of them are for women. I'm not a woman. Some of them are for farmers. I'm not a farmer. So not to make excuses about why we shouldn't keep certain of the commandments, the question is, the ones that are applicable to us, why don't we keep them? And to come as close as possible to doing our best to fulfill them with the understanding that we are not perfect. That's why we need a Messiah to cover us with His mercy and His grace. And to also understand we can never do enough to be saved by works. We're saved by Yeshua and Yeshua only. And without Yeshua, we can't have salvation. It's the redemption through Yeshua that we have that opportunity for that salvation. But our Creator left us with His holy word of how He would like us to live. And I say this all the time. People get too mixed up in words with commandments and law and all this. And then they start throwing in the word legalistic if you're following the commandments and all this. But we have to look at more practical words so we can think about it as the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And we don't understand everything or every reason why our Creator wants us to do certain things, but that's not an excuse not to do them. You know, when His timing is right, we all eventually come to see why He wants us to do certain things and keep certain commandments and not. And sometimes we might never come to the understanding of why He wanted us to keep these days or not. Now, I'll get a little into, at the end of the video here, about how to keep the feast days of our Creator. But the question of being is it important for modern day Christians to keep this these feast days and these commandments? So now we have to understand the Bible is not separated, or the Old Testament is not given or beneficial to only Jewish people. For it says in the New Testament, it said all scripture is profitable for man. And when that was said, there was no New Testament. It was all the Torah that they were looking at. The first five books of the Bible is the foundation of all scripture. And this being the foundation of all scripture is what everyone followed. Everyone, including Yeshua, the one they called Jesus. And nowhere in scripture does it say that idea was done away with. You know, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, it's important for every person that believes in Yeshua to follow Him. Now, there's a lot of teachings in the church today that go against that. There's a mistranslation of scripture. One of the most common and popular ones is Colossians 2, verses 16 to 17, that says, So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbaths. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come. And Yeshua himself is that reality. So I say that not all of these things have been done fulfilled yet, all of the feast days and the commandments of the holy days. But when it comes to this particular scripture right here, this is taught to the church today. Don't let anyone condemn you for not celebrating certain days, the Sabbath days and the feast days and all these days. But they're taking scripture and turning it around. This, in fact, was written to the believers, not the non-believers. This was written to the people who were following these feast days and who were following these Sabbath days. And what it's saying is, Paul's telling them, don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon celebrations or Sabbaths. So this is Paul speaking to the believers, not the non-believers. And he was telling them, he was already speaking to these feast keepers. He was saying, don't let anyone condemn you for not keeping days like Halloween and Christmas and Easter and other days that have nothing to do with the Bible. For you can keep your Sabbath days and your holy days just fine. Don't let anyone to tell you different. So this is the New Testament, and this is Paul telling New Testament believers who are already keeping the feast, don't let anyone tell you not to keep them, or it's an issue to be keeping them. So we have to get that understanding and see how scriptures are somewhat turned around in the scripture and so on. So it's important for all of us to keep the as many commandments as we can, but we have to understand the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the commandments, following the commandments of our Creator today is not legalistic. It's only beneficial for our health. That's why we have the Bible. And our Creator doesn't want us to pick and choose of which ones we want to follow and which ones we shouldn't. There's no neutrality with our Creator. I say it all the time. There's no neutrality with our Creator. He wants us to follow Him. That's it. That's it. He wants us to follow Him. But again, we're not following Him to be saved. No matter what we do, we can't be saved by our works. We're following Him because we understand He is truly the Messiah through Yeshua. And we can only have that redemption and salvation through the blood of Yeshua. And we trust that. And we go upon that. But that doesn't say, well, now you don't need to do anything I said to do because you got grace and mercy. No, the death of Yeshua was not a reason or an excuse to live in sin. As a matter of fact, it should be more of a reason why we wouldn't live in sin, because we believe and we trust in Him. So anyone that thinks their obedience to keeping these feast days or keeping any of the commandments is where your salvation lies, that is legalistic. You know, but we got to understand, keeping these guidelines and instructions of our Creator is not a burden to those who love our Creator, and they accept Yeshua for who He says He is, and you want to follow Him. And Yeshua, our very Messiah, kept these feast days all the time, and that's why we should. Not only did His followers after Him keep them, but He kept them, and we're told to mimic Yeshua and to seek him and be like him. But let's look at some scriptures and see in these things and have some things to consider. In John 2, verse 2 to 6, it says, "And Yeshua himself is the means by which our sins are forgiven. Not our sins only, but also by the sins of everyone. If we obey Yahweh's commands, then we are sure that we know him. If we say that we know him, but we do not obey his commands, we are liars and there are no truths in us. But if we obey his word, we are the ones whose love for Yahweh has really been made perfect. This is how we can be sure that we are in union with Yahweh. If we say that we remain in union with Yahweh, we should live just as Yeshua lived." And how did he live? Well, we look at Matthew 5, 17 to 20, and it says, "Do not think I have come to do away with the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. I have not come to do away with them, but to make their teachings come true. Remember that as long as heaven and earth last, not the least point nor the smallest detail of the law shall be done away with, not until the end of all things. So then, whoever disobeys even the least important of the commandments and teaches others to do the same will be least in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, whoever obeys the laws or the instructions and the commands and teaches others to do the same will be great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you then that you will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven only if you are more faithful than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees in doing what Yahweh requires." And what happened was you had the Jewish people, the Pharisees back then, and the system of Judaism today adding to the law or the words of our Creator. But you have modern Christianity today taking away from it. And again, it says, "Do not add or take away, but keep the guidelines and instructions." Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 to 14 says, "The end of the matter, all have been heard. Fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Yahweh will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil." So we see that. We understand that. And we have to have a clear understanding of the scriptures and the things we were talking about and so on, to even before we even begin to ask ourselves the question of the holy days and the biblical holy days, and should modern day Christians keep the holy days. And it's important to put the word modern day, because up to the first century, every person, whether they identified themselves as a Christian or not, every follower of the way of Yeshua kept to the best of their ability these holy, set apart and appointed feast days, the calendar of our Creator. And it is important, and it does make a big difference. And today that hasn't changed. It still makes a big difference. So first we have to understand what the biblical holy days are. And I have a teaching online that talks about the holy days versus the holidays. And you can look at that and learn some more about this. But the biblical holidays are Yahweh God-ordained festivals observed by the followers of Yahweh, as recorded in the scriptures. They're in Leviticus 23, in verse 4, it says, "These are the feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." So the word translated for feast and seasons is a single word, which means Moedim. Genesis 1:14 says, "And Yahweh said, let there be lights and firmaments in the heavens to divide the day from night, and let them be signs for seasons, Moed, and for days and years." So the fact that our very own Creator referred to these special Moedim days during creation makes it some of significance, I would think. No? Yes. It's a fixed appointed time. That's what it means. It's a fixed appointed time that he set apart from the beginning of time. The feast days found in the scriptures are Yahweh's appointed times for his people, per Genesis 1:14. Yahweh may have pre-established the times and these appointments during the creation week by the movement of the lights in the heavens. However, it is not until Leviticus chapter 23 that the Moedim given the physical was given to the physical nation of Israel, as they are recorded in the list of the holy days presented here, and we're going to talk about here. So these holy days, first we have the Sabbath, and everything, you know, it is clearly proven. The Sabbath is the one great example. It said Leviticus 23, verse 3, 6 days you shall work and be done, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath rest, the holy convocation shall do no work. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh. Now, up until the 4th century, until Constantine, the Roman emperor, came, people, believers, followers, were all keeping the Sabbath, which is Saturday. They were keeping the Sabbath day, but Constantine wanted to separate this new form of Christianity, the Catholic Church, from the original followers of the way. So he started murdering people that kept the Sabbath on Saturday, and he changed the day to Sunday, the day of the sun. He changed the day. So this is the beginning of the departure of the Catholic Church and modern Christianity today away from keeping the holy feast days of a wonderful Creator, and man has been on the downfall from there. You know, Yeshua taught a certain way, and people were following him the way he taught. And he told us to keep his commandments if we love him, and to keep these holy days. But the people were whether they were scared because they were being murdered if they didn't, whatever, they started to stop keeping the Sabbath on Saturday, and thus answers why they keep it on Sunday today. But it's not of Scripture, not a good thing. And so the Sabbath is one of the weekly feast days of our Creator that you'll only be blessed by following it. And it's also the fourth commandment. So if you're not following the Sabbath, then you are breaking the fourth commandment, and that is sin according to Scripture. Not only is it a sin, but it's a sin punishable by death. By death. It is the most abominable sin of all of Scripture, is to not keep the Sabbath day according to the words of our Creator, not according to me. Then we look at the Passover. This is not an annual Sabbath. There were special Sabbath days that are given in Scripture that go beyond just keeping it on Saturday. And this is a memorial, that's to be kept. And work, again, is not prohibited on this day, is prohibited on this day. No work shall be done this day. The Passover then is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And as you're looking more at Leviticus 23, you can learn more about these particular days. I'm just going to run through them as well, because when the question is, should we be keeping these days? Well, first have to know what they are, right? Then there's the Feast of First Fruits, which is also known as Pentecost. Then there's the Feast of Trumpets, which is another special holy Sabbath day. And you even see there in the time of Yeshua and the Passover, you know, the Sabbath day that he was crucified on, first of all, it wasn't a Friday, because if you count 3 days, you don't get from Friday to Sunday. You look at these holy feast days. It was a holy Sabbath day, the Passover. That's why his body had to be taken down before sunset, because that's when the day begins, according to the original covenant. So this is the Feast of First Fruits, the Pentecost, another Sabbath. The Feast of Trumpets, found in Leviticus 23. All of these are mentioned in Leviticus 23. Then there's the Day of Atonement, which is another Sabbath. And then there's the Feast of Tabernacles, which is another one. So we can run down a list of all of these different things, but it's all covered right there in Leviticus 23. But the question was, is it important for, you want to say, non-Jewish people or modern-day Christians to keep these days? Well, originally, these biblical holidays were given just for Israel, as everything was given just for Israel, because that is where Yahweh's word originally went. You know, but then we got to ask ourselves now and understand the identity crisis people have today. Who is Israel? Who is Israel? And in fact, Israel is everyone today who decides to accept Yeshua as their Messiah and follow him. So you have to understand you are Israel. And it's important for you not only to keep the feast days, but to keep all the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that was never done away with. You know, many mainstream Christians believe erroneously that Yeshua abolished the law, and nothing could be further from the truth. In Matthew 5:17, as we read in 19, said, "Think not I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For I verify and say to you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or not one tittle shall pass. Until all be fulfilled." It's not all fulfilled you know, as we see, and the earth and heaven is still here. So we see times to come and things to come. You know, so the scripture is very clear. So, you know, there's the, in the commandments of our Creator, you had different types of guidelines and instructions. And some of them were sacrificial guidelines and instructions, or sacrifices were to be made. And that's where we come to what we can do and what we can't do. And the scriptures say how to go to Israel or to the temple in Jerusalem each year for these holy set-apart days. But the temple's not there anymore. So does that excuse us from keeping the guidelines and instructions and not doing them? Well, you're technically not sinning if you can't keep one of these guidelines and instructions. But the question is not, is it a sin not to keep one of these days? The question is it important to attempt to keep these days? And we can't keep them the exact way. But the feast days are biblical blessings that we get as believers, all believers, whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, whether you consider yourself a modern-day Christian or a Messianic Jewish believer. They're all set-apart days with specific requirements. Now, some of those requirements we can still keep today, and some of them we can't. The one we can is to understand our Creator's calendar, His holy set-apart calendar for His holy set-apart people. And we need to acknowledge these days for the same principles He says these days should be acknowledged, and the timing of these days. If He just wanted us to acknowledge these days at any time, He wouldn't have given us a specific time to acknowledge these days. So we need to do our best to observe the feast days, everyone, according to our best abilities, with the understanding that we can't keep the feast of our Creator because we're not able to fulfill them exactly the way it says in Scripture, because there's no temple and currently no sacrificial system, and these feast days included both of those things. But that does not do away with the blessing that comes from attempting to do all we can do to come as close as a memorial, as a practice, to observe these days. So we don't keep the feast. We remember the feast. We serve them as a memorial. That's what we need to do and should do today. You know, and then we could think about the requirements of giving these days in Scripture and how to do it. And then we get into the traditions of man. Now, traditions aren't bad as long if they're not making you live in sin. Traditions, there are some good traditions and there are some bad traditions. If a tradition goes against Scripture, and many times idolizing certain things, or many times defiling Scripture and ignoring Scripture, these are bad things. But if it's a tradition that has some biblical basis behind it, it's not necessarily a bad thing. So we can't not only keep the guidelines and instructions according exactly 100% to the way they said to keep it, but we'll still do our best to observe them to the best of our abilities. And there aren't that many requirements to keeping these feasts. And, you know, we have these traditions that were made around how to keep a certain day or something. But the important thing is that we never lose the principal thought of what it means to observe these feasts and what we're trying to remember with these feasts. And I'm going to have a good brother come on now, and he's going to talk a little about the menorah, and he's going to talk about the feast days of our Holy Creator, and I love the way he puts it. So to give you all a clearer understanding of what it means that these feasts should be kept today by all people, we understand the significance behind that. So we're going to have him come on here in a moment, and I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him to you so you could see this, and also to understand that. Don't get confused, worried, or scared about how exactly should we keep this, or what do we do, or what we don't do, or I went to this place and they did it this way, I went to this place and they did it that way. Again, there's very few instructions in great detail on how to observe them. The scriptures are clear when to observe them. The scriptures are clear Sabbaths, whether they're the weekly Sabbaths or these high holy Sabbaths around these feast days, are to be a day of rest and day of no work. And some of these give instructions of not leaving your own dwelling, or to blow the shofar, or things that we can do and we should do as a memorial, everything else. But beyond that, you know, maybe for our children, we want add a little Bible story to it and explain to them the idea of the principle behind this thing. For example, the Day of Atonement, maybe get into what atonement means and explain that on the Feast of Trumpets, the great shofar blast, and what that means, and maybe teach on that. And, you know, but all these traditions about what to eat at the Passover Seder is created by Judaism is not really a scriptural instructed thing, and many of these other things. And from my opinion and belief is, as long as we can point everything towards the instructions our Creator gave us with the principle behind it, all pointing and drawing in Yeshua and how Yeshua did it and what Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, did for us. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And keeping the feast of our Creator is understanding more clearly everything, because it's His set-apart calendar and His set-apart time. And He did command us every year on these days, to come together and to remember and to observe throughout all our generations. So yes, it's a very important for modern day Christians to keep these days as well. And it takes a person from neutrality to more closer to our wonderful Messiah. So keeping the days and the feast times of our Creator, that's what it'll do. Starting with the Sabbath and then going into these other yearly days, it brings you closer to our Creator. It brings you closer to our Messiah and what He did for us. So that's why they're important. So let's see here what our brother has to say about these days some more right now.
Okay, everybody, we're going to end the program today because of time, but we'll continue tomorrow. On tomorrow's program, we'll hear what this brother has to say about the feast days and explaining it to you all. But I hope you got the gist of this message and you understand the importance of the idea behind the holy days of our Creator versus the holidays of man. And in researching where these days come from, these days aren't just for the Jewish people. Like I said, they're for all the people that follow our Creator, because these days came from Him. And this is what He told us to do. So we'll hear more about this on tomorrow's show. Thank you for listening, everybody. And may you just be interested in learning more and always study and keep growing and learning. You can see more on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed day, and Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Is it possible that behind the events, moments, and changes that are transforming America and the world and affecting our lives is a mystery? Could this mystery go back to ancient times, to the incense offerings of ancient Rome, the processions of ancient Babylon, the tablets of ancient Assyria, and ceremonies of ancient Sumer? In his most explosive book ever, Jonathan Cahn unveils the shocking secrets that are changing your world. The Return of the Gods by New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn is so astonishing and revealing that no description here can possibly do it justice.
Jonathan Cahn is going to be the guest at the Treasure Coast National Day of Prayer. He will be coming to the Treasure Coast of Florida and will be speaking. This is an event that will be held at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie. We look to pack the center out that evening as we have an evening of prayer, bringing together civic leaders.